Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC. Radio
1. Quite a perky start that for me, wasn't it, Becky? Did you like that? Sounding like a proper DJ and that. Hey, forgot to tell you, Ben, t'other half, long-suffering Ben, as he's usually known amongst his friends and family, listened to some of the show yesterday and told me when I was on my way home.
Oh, no,
I got
what
the fear, because I never know. You see, I know that different bits of his family listen and bits of my family listen when I'm on air, but Ben never does. And I kind of like it like that, because I think I'd be quite self-conscious. I know for a fact he's not listening there, so it's fine. But I'd be a bit self-conscious, you know, watching what I'm saying a bit and stuff. I don't know why. It's just, I feel a bit like I'm showing off and being a bit daft, you know, and a bit of a dafty pants. He was listening when we were talking about the how he doesn't like me breathing on him in bed. And we played the clip of the funny comedian fella. And he said that that you're really funny.
Aww.
And do you want to go out for dinner sometime? No. that you're really funny, and that he can tell that you make me good because you make me relax and be myself.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? I meant to text you last night.
That's really sweet.
Welcome to an off-air conversation, but on air. I should have told you that before the show. But we've had it all going on today. It's very busy here at Radio 1 and BBC Radio 1X. So there's loads of people running around the building. The job centre here. Do you know, crowds of people queuing up for stuff and stood around. We've had a busy day so far already because we've been chatting to BBC Radio Manchester. One of the family. I suppose if Radio 1 Extra, BBC Radio 1 Extra is our sister station, I suppose BBC Manchester's like our northern cousin, second cousin twice removed that we don't really speak too much and won't be coming to the wedding. No, we love him. To Becky, the DJ on there, he was very nice. Chatting to her about Scott and the sterling work that all the Comic Relief Trekkers have been doing. She got a bit mixed up with the desert, didn't she?
Yeah, easily done.
She was like, lovely chatting to you, Sarah. Tell Scott well done, I'll trek you through the Sahara.
Unless he's done that as well, which would be an amazing... I don't think he has.
Do you think he had to walk through the Sahara to get to the actual Kuyaki Desert, wherever he is?
The Kaizu Desert?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not very good with geography, but I don't think he's been to the Sahara.
No.
I could probably put money on that.
I'm really bad with geography. Don't get me started. I once drove north from Leeds to get to Bolton. This is sort of anecdote that only works well if you know your sort of northern geography.
It's not Leeds, is it? I know that.
Even you know that. And I just went north of Leeds on the A1 and I thought, well, I was like 19 at the time. I was like... Well, I live in the north, so I just go for signs that say north, and that's what I did. And
when then, did you realise when you ever got to Scotland?
Well, the signs for places started to sound a little bit Scottish. Seriously, that's when I was like, oh, God. Rang me mum, Mum, I mean, you asked me Metwell somewhere near Scotland. A massive thick up. Anyway, how y'all doing? 81199. Hope you've all got a nice, warm, tickly feeling in your belly. You've all been really brilliant all week donating. Are we going to get a chance to chat to Scott at some point before we start the Wonder Years? Because it's all very well doing all this desert trek and that, but the Wonder Years have to start at 5 sharp. After that, something for the weekend. Well, no, it's not.
You're determined to plug that TV show, aren't you?
I always get it
have
mixed up.
Have you got
up.
A thing with Lovejoy?
No. What, the antiques
really?
Dealer or the expo? No, Tim.
Like Louise gives you a fiver every week if you plug their show.
Who's Louise? I've never watched this Something for the Weekend show because I'm always
Lovejoy
listening.
And Louise Redknapp.
I'm always listening to Vernon Kay on BBC Radio 1 and before that Edith and then Joe for now. And then me on a Sunday. Brilliant. So what was the point? Oh, yeah, we are speaking to Scott. What
yes.
was the
4:45.
Point?
4:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tiny Temper and Pass Out. Oh, they do play fun music though, don't they, on BBC Radio Manchester? I was broadcasting during the war because we were live on air to Radio Manchester. So I leant into my mic and went, "Hello to the Northwest." But all good though. Every penny for Comic Relief is all good. No, then. She was like, what are you doing, Sarah? And I'm like, me and Becky are eating crisps that are sponsored by Comic Relief.
She wasn't that. She moved on quite quick after that, didn't she?
She did.
She was like, right, okay. And you were like, and chocolate. And she was like, brilliant.
I was like, the crisp isn't good enough. I've got to come up with something more to impress her. And we're going to eat chocolate. And then I was like, I'm going to donate on the night. She's doing some stand-up, isn't she? She's learning how to be a stand-up.
I liked it that she said she'd prefer to walk across the 100 kilometres in the desert than have to do a stand-up. She thought that was easier. I was like, if you've been listening to what Scott's been going through, then I don't
think
so. She
was like, oh, it's going to be a nightmare doing 10 minutes of stand-up. Give me 100 kilometres across a desert any day. It's like, the searing
tell
heat.
That to Ollie Murs stuck in the toilet at the moment.
Oh, no, he's not well, is he?
Well, I don't know if I should have said that.
No, I think it's fine. Oh, right, I think good. Scott has mentioned that... that he's not well this morning on Chris's show. Oh, let's have a look. What's Rosie in Newcastle up to? You know what she's like? Oh, yeah, nothing changes. She's drinking champagne and eating grapefruits in the garden. Is that code for something? I hope we've not just organised a swingers do in Newcastle. Grapefruits in the garden, missus. I'm so excited for the weekend, says Kirsty in Derby. It's Friday and it's my payday. Woo! So she's obviously going to be saving up her wages sensibly. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Off to the cinema tonight. Woo! Then off dancing with my handbag tomorrow. Yay! Glorious. Kirsty, enjoy, my love. Right then. Lots of lovely texts. Pierre telling people telling me what you're up to. Let's have a look. Laura in Bolton has just heard that she's got a job transfer and she's very excited. She's going to have some champagne tonight with the girls. Congratulations, Laura. The weekend truly starts at 7 with Annie Matt, but we'll do a warm-up from 5-ish with Wonder Years and then get ready for the weekend. Yes, that's the name of the feature.
9 courageous celebrities. One of the world's most inhospitable deserts. It's Comic Relief's Red Nose Desert Trek.
And it's even harder than doing stand-up for 10 minutes. And it's not the Sahara. Bless her. She's all confused. So then. So if you've donated this week, well done. Wow, Radio 1 as ever. You listeners, you lot, you've done us all very, very proud. Done Scott very proud. Really showing your support for one of your favourite DJs. So the total fundraising amount. Well, actually, let's see. Should we have a listen to Fern? Let's see. Which came first, the finish line or the final amount? The finish line. Let's have a listen then. So this is when Scott and the rest of the celebrities finally finished their 100-kilometre trek.
Have you done it?
We've done it!
Yay! Yay!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot believe it.
Guys, you've done it. 5 days trekking in that heat and you are at the end. It is over. We are all so, so chuffed for you. Look, we really are.
Thank you. Do you know what? It was so emotional as we... there was a proper finish line and everything. And there were some really sweet African kids and they were singing and they were dancing and... Me and Ollie had a little tear.
Oh, there's a little video online, by the way. It's so people can watch them crossing the finish line. It's not to prove that they're not in a car, as Becky's just said.
No, because yesterday when we had the chat, you could hear the like big old Land Rover in the background. Like, and I was like, are you
hang
cheating?
On a minute. It was like one of those stretch Hummers that you could
it
get for a hen night.
Engine, wasn't it?
Like big, massive, like, woo! Champagne and some page 3 stunners in the back. Come on, Scott! Brilliant. Sorry.
You've right. Just been
there's,
off,
a, there's a massive boss in the live lounge, so I had to be honest and wisely went, yeah. So, 8199. If you
not
think
massive
I'm
as in eight. Big.
Not,
fat,
no, I mean,
it's
not fat. I mean, he's quite fit in like, sort
not
of
in
physically.
A, not in, yeah.
Energetic. That's
this
worse. I've just said his fit's gone really
gone
bad.
So
I've gone really red. So have you, Becky. They're not in a stretch Hummer. They have walked 100 kilometres across searing desert. There's been foot blisters and boils and a lot of, well, no shade. And it's been really tough for them. And all of you lot have been donating fantastically well. So finally, we had to break the news to Scott about how much him and the other trekkers had managed to raise, mainly thanks to you, the listeners of Radio 1.
In just a few hours, it has now gone up to £502,809.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Half a million!
Half a million squid!
That is absolutely beyond what I could ever have imagined. That is incredible.
That is just
over
amazing.
£500,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, there we go. Ollie Murr sounded all right there, piping up. That's amazing. Bless him, he's such a trooper. Okay, so that was then. The total fundraising amount for Radio 1 is now standing at £525,392. You are so generous. You should all feel good.
BBC
Radio 1.
Coming up, if you're having a bit of a shindig this weekend, we've got some top party tips for you. How to make your party go with a bang. Yeah, it's come to me. Sazzy and Becky, the party girls. That's how we're known, isn't it, around the building?
Yeah.
Not so really true, is it?
You more than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you, yeah.
I always say that I'm going to go and then I never turn up.
What, to parties?
Yeah.
You
I'm
didn't
really
come to
bad.
My party.
No, I'm really bad.
Did you even go out with Scott that night?
No. I'm really
you're,
bad.
You know what? You're one of my closest friends at Radio 1 and we've known each other for a decade since we were 14.
See, I've, yeah.
And you didn't come to my birthday party.
I just looked really uncool at your party.
Yeah, true.
You know, you
but
saw
I didn't want you to go
place.
In the main room.
Oh, would I have just been in one of the offices?
Well, just in my bedroom. You could have been. You could have minded the courts.
You wanted me to babysit, really, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you were gutted when I did the show.
No, what it was, I had a guy organising an ice sculpture and it fell through. So
oh, no!
I wanted you painted like ice in the corner, like in a Cupid position, you know, just up on one foot with one leg behind you with a, I've got to make a bow and arrow and that. Be amazing.
I might do that for
you. And you dribbling vodka out your mouth for people to go and drink. Mm. Just like when
they'd love that, wouldn't they? That would be like,
ooh.
Well, people who came to get a drink are just out of my mouth.
Just you dribbling vodka out, and trying to keep your balance in the corner, painted like ice.
Mm.
Yeah, with some like gold leafing around your head. It would have been wicked and fresh. Maybe next time. No, do come to my parties. You know. Why don't I do a slightly patronising makeover on you for my next party?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, we have a life-size cutout of you in your jeans, in your Brits outfit, with your jeans.
I wore that yesterday in some red
feggy old
Brits
sweater.
Outfit.
Brits.
I was like, oh God, I'm
that's what people say in the office. Oh, where's Becky off to? She's got on a scruffy red sweater and her old jeans. Has she got an award to do? Is she a bridesmaid? Oh, no, that's what she wears to everything. All right. Then, so top tips for a top party on the way for you.
This is BBC.
This is
BBC.
BBC.
Radio.
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 One.
So we had a fantastic email. Thank you very much. This particular lady had found for us a fantastic... If you find her name, Becky, because I feel a bit bad because she emailed it in. I mean, if she hadn't sent that email, then people going to parties this weekend wouldn't know how to behave, what to do, especially people throwing a party need top tips.
It was Vicky.
It was Vicky. Yeah. So, Vicky, thank you very much for your email. And basically, it's just some advice for if you're going to throw a party this weekend. We found it thanks to Vicky. And... got to be honest, I've thrown a few good parties in my time and I've been to a lot of parties. But this is just very helpful because it reminds you of things, gives you a few pointers. I mean, why would you have a party anyway? What's kind of the point or the purpose, the point of a party? Well, this fella can tell us pretty easily. Here we go. So what's the purpose?
The purpose of a party is to have fun together. Ooh. And a successful party needs planning and skill.
Right. If you're not driving now, get yourself a pencil and a piece of paper because this guy knows his stuff. He knows exactly what's going on.
Whether it's a special carnival designed for gay entertainment,
if you
or a game party in a home, a birthday party, a holiday party, they all take planning and they should all be fun.
Yes. So if you're planning a carnival party for gay fun or a holiday party or any of the other ones mentioned, I suggest you write these things down. I mean, apparently there's four things that make a party good. These are they.
Guest list.
Yeah.
Invitations. Refreshments.
Of course.
Entertainment.
Oh, entertainment.
All these things should be planned to fit together well.
Right then.
Do you do that normally for your parties?
We definitely have a guest list and invites because then you need to let people know that they're invited. Refreshments I did for my birthday party, but I did too much. And it got to one point at the night where everybody was having a great time. And I was like, mind your back, sausages coming through. And I had like a great big roasting tin full of mini sausages to empty out. Do you know, there was like health and safety issues and stuff. And then it was hard to get it. It was hard to get it sort of rotated, the food, and to get it taken around and stuff.
So, was there just one person in the corner eating it all?
Well, people had sort of walked past, and I kept when they'd come and they'd give me a gift, I'd be like, ah, hey, are you all right? Yeah, kiss, kiss, get the niceties off. And then I was obsessed with the food, so I was like, egg bagel? Like, trying to... And the thing is that if you have little mini bagels with egg mayonnaise on, they're delicious. They're not sexy.
No.
Because you know what the teeth go like when you've had bagel and egg mayonnaise together? So, you know, I really could have done with this guide before, if I am honest. What else makes a party good, then, let's say?
What else makes a good party? It's the skill of the hosts and the skill of the guests in making the party fun for everyone.
OK. I mean, I think I was kind of fun.
Yeah? And were your guests fun?
My guests were all fun. I invited a lot of fun people. I mean, we touched on this just before the news. You didn't bother turning up because you don't love me. But feel free at any point to say you do.
I do love you.
Okay, whatever.
Having fun together makes a party. This means both hosts and guests. Whenever any of the guests begin to lose interest in a game, the host should start a new game so fun together can continue.
We didn't do games.
Did you not?
No.
Well, that's like the fourth rule of the party, the entertainment bit.
Yeah, invites, refreshments. I did too many of entertainment. I didn't do any. I mean, there were music playing. Towards the end of the night, my mate Taz was doing the caterpillar on my rug. He's never breakdanced in his life before or since, may I say. Entertainment's what, like games and stuff?
Yeah, like Twister or, you know, Buckaroo.
Kaplunk.
Yeah.
Hungry Hippos.
Mm-hmm.
And then could you move it outside to maybe like doing like an assault course up to me climbing frame and back?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Go through the hula hoop, up to the round the tree twice and all that.
Is anybody hungry? Everything's ready.
Is anybody hungry? Well, a little snack certainly is pleasant about this time of evening.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did do a snack, so that's good.
Simple food, buffet style, an informal way to serve refreshments.
Yes.
Each one can serve himself and help the others, too.
Oh. Mm.
And while everyone finishes eating, a little more spontaneous, unplanned fun.
Oh.
He doesn't mention caterpillars on rugs, but I'm sure that's what he means when he's...
A bit of spontaneous, unplanned fun. That's where you would have come in dressed as an ice sculpture.
Yes.
We'd have wheeled you in. We could have gaffer-taped your foot that you're balancing on to one of the kids' bikes and wheeled you in and propped you up in the corner of the room. And that's when you would have started dribbling vodka for people to go up and drink. It would have been brilliant, Becca. You really let me down. OK, so there's more etiquette to come. If you're having a party this weekend, is this one important?
Part of a good party is knowing when to go home.
Yes, Annie Mac, I'm saying no more.
Soon after refreshments have been served.
You can't do that. Surely that's rude.
That looks like you've just turned up for the food.
You might as well just turn up with your own tinfoil and take home a few
that's
butties.
A brilliant
no,
idea.
I'm joking. I'm saying don't do that.
Oh, that would be amazing.
What, if you turn up
I always get a bit disappointed if I don't get like a bag of something to take back with me.
So people are like, what's in the carrier bag, Beck? And you're like,
just my Tupperware.
Just Tupperware.
You're on about foil. I'm bringing like whole containers.
You'll have your hostess trolley all plugged in and ready to go. Keep all the hot stuff hot on the way home. All right, then.
And when you're invited to a party, practice the skills of a good guest. Be on time, ready for fun.
Yeah. On time and ready for fun. I will say that everybody who came to my last party was definitely ready for fun. And they got it. And a sausage as well thrown into the mix. So, you know, good luck. Maybe you're having a party tonight. Love to know how that guide sees you through. Maybe tell Scott when he returns on Monday from 4.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, I think almost there, almost there. Hold on, I think it's quite appropriate since we're going to speak to Scott.
9 courageous celebrities. One of the world's most inhospitable deserts. It's Comic Relief's Red Nose Desert Trek.
and they've only gone and done it. Hello, guys. Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. If you wouldn't mind just backing up a couple of miles and going over the finish line again, just for our live show, you know, just to give it a bit more content. No, don't do that. It's fine. So I heard you chatting to Greg a little bit earlier on, Scott, and you're in a better campsite now. Well, a proper camp. You're in a campsite.
I'm in a campsite for the first time. Before, it was just literally us pitching our little tents wherever we could. But now we're in a campsite with actual food, and there is a rumour of cold drinks, everyone.
Wow. When are they going to arrive?
When our dinner arrives, and, which is 8 o'clock.
And there's a mirror.
No.
And I just saw myself in a mirror for the first time since the weekend. Beard-orama.
We looked horrendous, didn't we?
Yeah. Wow. So have you take pictures of that? Have you lost weight? Have you got hairy, skinny faces that are very tanned? Or what? Do men, when they grow hair in the faces, do they not tan underneath the beard? How does that work?
Well, I think you'll find that actually...
You've had a cheeky shave, Scott.
I've had a shave.
I just noticed.
The tan is still on because I was worried that I'd have a massive white bit around my chops, but I haven't.
I've got a hairy chin, a real hairy.
Yeah, Mers hasn't shaved.
Wow, me too. Well, guys, we're all super proud of you. When these cold drinks arrive, will there be the odd light beer in there maybe for you to toast your success, or not? You're not that lucky?
I've heard that there might be a beer, yeah.
Might be a cheeky beer, hopefully.
I think you all deserve a beer and to just sit down and just to let your feet recover a bit and just to reminisce about the week and about the good work that you've done, the difference that you're going to make. What's the plan from now on then?
The plan is that we have our dinner tonight. There's going to be some Kenyan music and Kenyan dancing,
which is really cool.
It's really
and then nice. we head back to Nairobi, and then we've got a flight tomorrow. So, and then we're back into London.
Tomorrow morning we've got just to show you again how far away we are. Obviously, we do a 2-hour drive from here, across really bumpy roads and desert. Then we get a little tiny plane, which Ollie is a big fan of.
Oh God, these flights are horrible.
Little tiny prop planes.
Yeah.
So we get that for like an hour and a half.
That is quite scary. So they're use an elastic band to launch them, don't they?
The thing is, we was up in the air on the way there, and the guy was literally, no joke, it was bumpy all the way, and he was looking behind and talking to us. And I was like, seriously, mate. You need to just look ahead, please.
I can't
Any
bear
plane
that when a cabbie
that has
does
an ignition
that.
On it is not right.
Oh no!
It's like you've got a car ignition. It's like okay, we're going. Bye. So it's about 5 hours in all back to Nairobi. Then we spend the day in Nairobi tomorrow, just kind of getting ourselves together, and then we fly back to the UK tomorrow night.
Okay, Scott, let's fast forward. It's tomorrow night. You step into your penthouse suite. What's the first thing you do?
First thing I do is probably turn my heating on.
Okay.
and turn on a light and go, oh wow. And then no, actually the first thing I do was turn on a light and then jump straight into my shower.
I need to make sure I can go for a toilet again. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, how's your tummy trouble? Do we know where the tummy trouble came from, or just from eating a strange diet and exercising?
Do you know what? I don't know what it is. I tell you what, I've never had pain like it in my life.
The thing is,
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, run into the toilet, and then literally I was on the toilet about 6 or 7 times in the morning. And then during the walk today, I had to, I know, sorry about this. And then
you're not
going
to be a hit down that sugar hut. It gives a whole new meaning to sugar hut now. Crikey, down Essex Way. Oh, you poor thing. So go on, what were you saying? Sorry.
No, literally. And then, you know, during the trek, they gave me some tablets to take, which sorted it out. And then, like, now I'm a bit worried about eating, so we'll see what happens. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Today, when we were doing the last little bit, it was 44 degrees, and we were like, we know the end of
this. No, but you remember, 44 degrees at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And Ollie was really, really sweaty and really quiet. That never happens. Then you know he's ill.
Everyone was happy. The whole group were like, oh, thank God it's silent.
I bet they were like, it's really eerie today, the silence in the desert. Yeah. Oh, it's Ollie. Shut up. Where
to be
is
something
he?
Different.
Listen, guys, I know you had a total of 520,985 earlier on with Greg. It's been bumped up $5,000 or so, which is very good just since then, seeing as we, you know, there's not been a great deal of pushing going on, so it's still creeping up. People are still very welcome to add more. It's 525,392, well over the half
That's
million
amazing.
Mark.
Yes!
Good save. BBC Radio
1. And she's here, the lady who sounds the klaxon to begin the race for fun.
Please, can you do my jingles? It's the race for fun.
Let's race towards fun.
Hey!
Always fun. Hi. Candyman.
Hey, I was listening to the show earlier on. Always do when you're DJing, when you're presenting. Ah. And love the party bit.
Yeah.
Love the little dig at Annie Mac.
What bit?
Always know when to leave. Yeah, Annie Mac, say no more.
Well, we were talking about my birthday party where Becky didn't even bother to show up.
I heard that as well.
At least you showed up.
Yeah.
And then some. But then I wouldn't let you leave. I mean, I never want the party to end. So I'm always the one going. I'm like, you're not going, are you? It's like 8:15 in the morning. Don't go. Don't go. It's still a brilliant party. I'm like, yeah, everybody's gone. There's people asleep. There's just beer cans all over me.
The dog is giving us dirty looks. Leave my house.
You know it's late when the dog's gone to sleep. He does that now. He just sort of heads off to his bed in the hallway like, you younguns.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.